This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide.
Visit joy.org.au/hide-and-seek.
We're going to have a good show tonight. It's going to be fun.
We're going to be talking about something that most people indulge in.
Nearly all, actually.
I thought that.
Oh.
Until I discovered recently that that wasn't the case.
Well, we can talk about that later.
We can indeed. Of course, no names, no pectoral.
Sure. Of course, next month, in a couple of days, it is already nearly May, Dean.
Yes.
May on Friday.
Yes, it's my brother's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, yeah. Dean's brother. Mm. May is, of course, Masturbation Month.
Really?
Yes. We celebrate it every year for a whole month. So if you don't do it enough during the year, you may as well celebrate during Masturbation May month.
Come one, come all. It is Wankers Month in May.
And it's my birthday in May, so it's quite appropriate.
Yes, the ultimate wanker that is James Finlay. Happy birthday for later in the month.
It's coming.
It's certainly coming.
So many puns tonight.
Tonight we're talking about wanking, in case you hadn't worked it out, and we want to know your thoughts on wanking.
Tell us your favourite places to wank.
And maybe your favourite methodology?
Yes, the best way you like to wank. The first time you wanked, how was it? What did you do?
Do you use other stimuli, like equipment? Because these days there's all sorts of wonderful things that can help you with that.
Or what do you think about when you wank?
We'd love to hear from you.
0427 Joy949.
You can email us on air at joy.org.au and it'll come right through to us here in the studio. Mm. We've also got some interesting tidbits.
Oh, yes.
To share with you.
So much wank content around.
There's some tremendous information available online about wanking, its history.
It's where the kids go these days for info.
Indeed it is. So we'd love to hear from you.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Yes, George.
Does an erection, well, does that mean you have too much sperm and you ought to get rid of it?
Get rid of it? No, but sometimes your body will do that by itself at night, called a nocturnal emission or wet dream. Then you can cause an ejaculation by yourself, too, by masturbating, rubbing the penis. Sometimes you hear that masturbation affects your mind or your manhood. It isn't true. For kids your age, it's just something normal.
Does that? Well, I was told it has something to do with pimples and stuff. Is that right?
No. No, you see, when you reach puberty and all these changes start taking place, there are a lot of glands involved, not just the sex glands. For instance, there's one in the back of the brain called the pituitary, and then there are the thyroid glands here in the neck. Now, some things about these glands are still a mystery, but we do know that a hormone from one can affect the others. And in a lot of people your age, this may partly cause skin trouble.
Hide and seek.
James Finlay and Dean Vic with you on... I just turned New Zealand.
Yes.
On Hide and Seek. And this week we are talking about masturbation as May is Masturbation Month.
Now, we just heard from a sex ed class in the 1950s and we thought we'd go to someone who was brought up in about that era. Wes Snelling, thank you very much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
It's bless you. I wish that I was brought up in that era, actually. It was a great era. I mean, there was a lot of things not good about that. But in terms of style and fashion.
Lovely flowy dresses.
Yeah, absolute.
Now, your Aunt Tina would love them.
Yeah.
Now, nocturnal emissions, Wes Snelling, is it something you're familiar with?
Yeah, but not necessarily in the way you think.
Oh, you're getting a bit old.
Yeah, can I just say, I got a phone call about 3 hours ago from Dean Beck saying, can you come up here and talk about wanking? And I literally have no idea where you're going with it, but really, I'm really not sure why you called me. But go on.
Well, I can tell you why I called you. To be fair, you weren't our first choice. I did go to Scott Brennan, and he said he would love to, but he had other nocturnal emissions to take care of tonight.
Sure.
Adam Richard was prepared to do it, but he was in the middle of some cabaret do in Sydney, and he said, you know who the best man for the job is? And I went, who would that be? And he said, Wes Snelling.
Because serial masturbator.
Because Wes only has masturbation.
Oh, God, I love those boys. They are so good to me. Good. Yeah.
So we're asking you to channel your inner talking puffy. Mm-hmm. And to basically share with us whatever it is that comes out.
Okay.
So when did you start wanking? Wes?
Can you remember?
I can't remember the exact year or date. I don't think I wrote it down. I wasn't a very good journal keeper.
Oh, this would have been a great diary entry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do remember it must have been around, I reckon, around year 8, and here's how I know why. Because I was doing Rockers Tedford, like involved in the high school Rockers Tedford.
Of course you were.
At the time. And I shared a bunk bed with my brother. And I remember on a couple of occasions...
Do I need to have my finger on the dump button?
No. Him knowing full well... By the way, this was not about him.
thank you.
Him knowing full well that what was going on, I think, now in retrospect, that the bed would be shaking, and he said to me, "Where's what are you doing?" This happened a couple of times, and I said, "I'm just rehearsing for the Rock of Steadfish."
That
was my excuse, but I wasn't. I was having a go.
So you were doing your curry, or that's what he thought, and that's why the bed was rocking around and thrashing from side to side, and yet it was just you having a wank.
Correct. And I thought, when you're young and you just think no one knows, like, there's a few occasions that I can think of now that I go, people knew. Like, you think you're not breathing, and you think that the sheets aren't moving, and you think that, you know, I was quite a chubby child. You think that nothing else is shaking, but it is. And I encourage that a lot. I think everyone needs to know about it. But the reality is that you just think, I actually spent a few years being completely humiliated in my brain, thinking, oh, my God, my brother knew that I was wanking.
Oh.
And then you just go, well, he did it. That's how he knew. And he wanted to not embarrass me. He just wanted to go to sleep. So he would try and, like, you know, talk me through it, I guess. That's weird. No.
But were you doing it together?
No.
Let's not go there, James.
He was well past that.
Have you ever been caught by your mother?
No, once again, not that I know of, as in...
Well, let me share with you an Australian comedian who was. Just wrap your lips around this.
Yeah. G'day, you little fuckers. How are we? Righto, get this. Last night, I got caught having a fucking flog by me mum. Like, my mum actually walked in when I was just fucking going out at it. And the worst thing is I could be pulling it for half an hour, not need to come, and then as soon as some prick walks in, it's ready for fucking liftoff. And you know what else I found interesting? When I pop the cork, I go borderline brain dead for about 5 seconds. Like, if I was in high school, I would get accepted into the fucking special ed unit. And what's even funnier is that when you finish coming and looking like you've got cerebral palsy, you just go back to normal. Fucked. Some religions say masturbation is a sin, which is a fucking lie. God did not give us cunts two hands and a fucking tickle spot for no reason. Go all out, flick your bean and have a fucking field day. And for the record, I don't call them cum tissues. I just call them dead babies in paper.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
We are with Wes Snelling. He's sharing with us some of his thoughts.
That wasn't me sharing with you.
No.
Who was that sharing?
I knew you'd ask. Josh, we'll find out.
Josh Pottymouth, I think.
Yeah, Josh Pottymouth.
Wow, that was harsh.
And that was the censored version, I might add.
Yeah, right.
Being because sensitive. There is a word that we can't get away with, even on hide and seek, and that was taken out.
Sure.
I think it pretty much summed it up.
Now, dead babies in it, I'd can't even.
Yeah.
Now, Wes, does in your humble opinion, does masturbation get better with age, like a good wine?
It so depends on how you look at that, because I think I used to be more experimental. With my particular environment.
Especially as a teenager. I remember masturbating into anything.
Yeah, and it just, and I think, but
you become more traditional the older you get.
Well, you know what you need, you know what you want, you know how to do it in a couple of minutes. Like, you know, it's kind of like ready to go. Good, got to get rid of that. Yeah, good, done. Okay, good.
I'd have Something's to agree true. With that.
Masturbation's like, I've only got 5 minutes.
If that.
Get this out.
If it can be done in 30 seconds, then let's do it.
And you certainly don't have that time when you're in the shower, because it takes a long time in the shower.
Yes, why is that?
I think it's because the blood is elsewhere in your hair, in your body, because it's the hot water.
Holding you up.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dr. Wes?
No, there used to be a time. It's funny. I've been staying in a lot of hotels recently.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's so glamorous. But I used to, there used to be a time where hotels would literally do it for me. It didn't matter where, when. It was I'm in a hotel. There's something about it.
Oh, hotels are sexy.
About kind of like putting your scent in there. I don't know what it is.
It's like you've got your own UV light, but you don't.
Yeah.
What?
You know, because it shows up all of the cum. You know,
like a
CSI type thing. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. But maybe you can smell it.
It doesn't.
I'd hate to.
Happen anymore, though, for me, I must admit. You know, and it's not. It's just going as kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, that was fun.
So.
Like now, it's more of a. Yeah, there's something else going on.
So you're much more comfortable at home than you are in a hotel these days?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I'm quite happy to do it at work or anywhere, but no, that is not true. I've never done it at work. There is nothing that would turn me off more than doing it at work. And a lot of my work is on stage. So I'm kind of dressed as a woman. So it might be a little bit...
You know, horses for courses.
Yeah,
you know?
No judgment from this end.
No judgment here.
Sure.
We've said worse.
Well, Wes, thank you for your insights.
You've got me all wound up now.
Well, you go home and have a bloody good wank and think of us, will you?
Not listening to the rest of the show.
No.
No, I mean, I want to. It's just I'm very busy.
Well, coming up next, Nath Velvo will be joining us. And let's face it, if ever there was a wanker.
Yeah, it's Nath.
Wes Snelling, thanks very much.
No worries. Blessed.
Bye. Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and James Findlay are with you on this Masturbation Month edition of Hide and Seek. May is Masturbation Month. James, you've got some interesting facts there from history.
Yeah, I think it's time that we take a walk down the history books.
Right.
I was going to say walk down memory lane. Screwed that up. Because it's not wanking. Yeah. We're taking a look into the history books, Dean.
Right.
Of the history of wanking. Now, in Europe, 40,000 years ago, scribes.
People who write things down.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Wanking started then. Now, it was ranging...
That's when it started,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it started 40,000 years ago. And these scribes, the things in the wall, they ranged from oral sex to bestiality.
Artists were screwing animals and painting about it.
Yep, that's right. Now, in ancient Egypt... it was used to increase potency as well as religious rite.
Isn't that interesting? Because there are some that say it decreases potency.
Well, the Egyptians
worked it out
all those years ago.
Yeah.
Thought of that. Now, some people. Oh, and it, also in ancient Egypt, Tigris, which is an Egyptian god, was created by the ejaculation of the god Enki.
One did not exist without the other.
That's right. And Atum's ejaculations, who's another god. Also controlled the annual flooding of the Nile, ironically.
Blue once a year.
That's right. And also the pharaohs were expected, in their roles as god kings, to follow suit and ejaculate into the river.
Right.
Yep. And I've actually got a an Egyptian
scroll
thing, yeah, and it's all framed, of the Egyptian god...
having a toss into the river.
Having a toss, yeah. So there was one that has a massive penis, right?
Yeah.
Huge. But he doesn't have a leg. Like, he's only got one leg. So what
happened one dick.
Yeah, that's right. So there was one time where he was only a little boy, and he was kept in this Egyptian village while all the men left to go out to war or fight or
with
something.
With one leg and one dick.
Well, no, he didn't have the one leg there, but he had a massive penis.
Right, yes.
Anyway, when all the men came back, all the women 9 months later were having children. And it's because of this guy with the huge dick that, like, impregnated them all. So then the men had to get back at him, so they cut off one of his legs.
Right.
Still had a massive penis. So now, him, in all the hieroglyphic things...
Yes.
Yeah, means that it's good for
fertility?
Like, fertility, yeah.
Right.
So now he's the fertility god.
Wow.
There's a little
God,
Egyptian
I'm exhausted story. Just hearing about it.
Anyway, so that. Now, the Kama Sutra... the Indian text that we all know, 2,000 years ago, recommends that you, quote, churn your instrument with a lion's pounce, sit with legs stretched out at right angles to one another, propping yourself up with two hands planted on the ground in between them, and in between and that in between your arms. It actually sounds quite difficult, but still says you should wank. Now, in ancient Greece, masturbation was widely accepted. But in ancient Rome, it was only seen as something that only slaves should do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the gentry did. Oh, they were too busy rooting.
That's right.
Hey, we'd love to hear your stories about your greatest toss. Get in contact with us.
Mm. Hide and seek. Joy. 94.9.
Dean Beck and James Finlay with you on Hide and Seek.
That's right. And May is Masturbation Month across the globe. And
so we thought... the biggest wanker that James Finlay knows...
I didn't say that, Nath.
Is Mr. Nath Velvo, who is a very funny man and who joins us on Hide and Seek this evening. Nath, welcome.
Look, I had no idea... what you wanted to talk to me about, and that's what we're going to talk about. There's a whole month for masturbating now.
There's a whole month of it.
Well, who needs the month?
Well, James needs it. He's born in that month.
But who's decided... Oh, my God, I have so many questions. Who's decided that it's Wanker Month? And what happened in this month? Well, is there a parade?
That's a good, very good... I don't know who would have come up with it.
I want a parade!
Well, there's a month for everything.
Well, now I can just imagine all those rednecks going, oh, I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home, but you need a whole month in my face. Kind of thing.
Nath, you're a high-profile celebrity comedian these days. Does that mean that you have trouble, you know, connecting with people on a one-to-one basis and therefore you have to have a wank?
Are you talking about mutual masturbation? I'm very confused about what you're doing here.
No, perhaps... what Dean's trying to say is that you travel a lot with your comedy shows.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
And that you're often alone and need to rub one out. No doubt.
But, like, see, I am just someone that probably has... I think the amount of whacks I have when I'm home is probably the same as when I'm away. Like, who really differs that much, really?
Well, you know, your stress levels might be higher when you're on tour.
My sex drive's ridiculous. Like, I'm in a relationship and I still whack the same amount of times I did when I was single.
Are you serious? Because I know that was a lot.
Yeah, I know. This is what I mean. This is what I'm getting at. I don't know. Some people like have a cup of tea or a bicky or like read a book or, I don't know, do things where I'm just having a whack.
Right. Yeah, well, so what's the average length of your whack, as you so politely
put it?
The amount of time, I think.
How long does it take? Yeah.
Like, I've been on your show a few times. You've just never flat out said how big the cock is. So I thought, oh, he's finally warmed up after 4 years.
Nathan'd probably be willing to tell us, actually.
Look, no bragging.
Just, like, text any gay guy you know and they'll know the answer to that question. If they live in Melbourne, No, probably not. Now,
present company excluded.
Yeah.
Well, one of them at least.
No,
excuse me. I haven't hooked up with either of you.
No. Everyone thought that we used to all the time.
Oh, right.
Well, it's because you're obsessed with me. Now, secondly, this is May the Masturbation Month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, May.
Someone told me that May's May not as well. You got to quit something for a month. That's happening now in May.
Oh, no. That's boring.
We've already got February for that. And what's that other one that we have?
Oh, wait, how many things can we give up?
No.
Easter, we give that up.
What?
Lent.
What?
Have a Lent of it.
I give up my no bottoming rule when I can't afford the cab.
That's fair enough. We all have needs.
Yeah, so my cousin said to me the other day that she's not drinking for a month because it's May not. So I think you've got to choose something. And so this is bad because the people that organise May not should have sat down with the organisers of the wank month and kind of not had this clash.
That's just bad communication all over that.
Yeah.
Now, Nath, you talk a fair bit about wanking in your latest show.
Excuse me, I tell one story, James. Can you not make it sound like my hour-long stand-up show that I write for a year?
Well, seeing that
an hour of me wanking is one story.
Seeing that the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is now over and you're interstate touring, and no one interstate will be listening except for the guy that's in the USA who's listening at the moment. Hello to you, Robert. We'll get to you in a minute.
Mm.
But that aside, share us with us your wonderful story of tossing.
Oh. Well, all it was is, it was a moment in the show where, well, the thing is, I actually, if anyone saw my, I don't think they did because it was years ago, but anyway, let's just get to the story. The story is, I congratulate and tell people that are under like 25 years old that they don't know how lucky they've got it with internet porn. And I know when I sound like a war vet because I'm like, you weren't there, man. And I'm basically saying, and like, fucking like Dean was around when there was no TV. Like it's even worse for you, Dean.
Well, it was black and white. Like, yeah, you're right.
It was black and white. So all us teenage boys had to look at sex was SBS movies.
And National Geographic magazines.
Oh, that's
right. Well, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, but that was only saggy boobs.
Well, yeah, so I think there's
a lot
of guys...
You take what you can get.
Well, yes, it's true. You fold the paper, you can make it look like something else, but...
That's Mad Magazine!
No, it's what you did with black women boobs. So, you're going to complain about that.
I know!
Send your complaint to whatever that is, whatever line you used to text in and hate me and James's morning show, use that same number.
Didn't you get sacked over something similar? Anyway...
Yeah, so we would go to the TV guide, go to the SBS late night movies, you'd look at the world movies. If it was rated M-A-S-A-N, that means sex scenes, adult themes, nudity, you were like, oh yes, the triple. And you'd have to remember the odd times. It was like 2:15 Wednesday morning, 2:15 Wednesday morning. And James did it, I did it. You'd creep out to the lounge room, you'd put SBS on, you'd have it on really low, but it was okay. You could follow the storyline because of the subtitles. And then the sex scene would come, finally, after like an hour and a half, and it would be an SBS movie. So it was always some like 80-year-old Russian woman crying naked in a bath. But you're like, you know what? I've come this far, and away you went.
Boom tish.
Now, you also had this segment, which I found quite interesting, which was about the ways that, well, what people used to masturbate to when they were kids.
Right, so I accidentally had an orgasm in a spa when I was about 13 with my little sister. The spa jet made me orgasm, and I told my friends about it only a couple of years ago, and then it just opened this conversation with things that we all tried to hump.
Yeah, I used to try and hump the spa jet, actually, now that you bring that up.
See? Well, yes, that's what I did, and my mate told me that he had an orgasm on his cousin's pool pony in the pool.
Didn't you see on the news the other night that little boy that got his finger caught in the plug hole? Isn't there a danger with all of this?
I have no idea what you're talking about boys and plug holes, but... Of course, Dean's trying to get a sponsor. Is that like a cash for comment there?
No, Dean's plug hole isn't for sale.
Anyway, so...
People came up with some weird things, though, didn't they?
Yeah, so I asked the audience. I got someone up from the audience and got them to try and pick all the answers that my friends gave me, and they were all really true, like socks, pillows, the
mattresses,
where the two mattresses met.
Yeah,
vacuum cleaners, and it was just hilarious because every night of the festival, I got this insight into the audience and what they tried to hump when they were growing up. It was cool.
Do you know, in researching tonight, I found online that if you get a latex glove and you fill it full of jelly beans, like really, really? Full of jelly beans and tie it off, then you've got this amazing masturbator that you can use that has got like the ribs in it from the jelly beans on the inside.
And then when you're crying afterwards because you're single, you grab the jelly bean. Everyone
exactly.
That sounds all right, actually.
Hey, Nath, whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm actually backstage at the Powerhouse Theatre in Brisbane doing the roadshow.
Congratulations. How's it going?
Yeah, it's grass. We just did all like Queensland.
You've been in Queensland for too long.
Like, you just like, did he just say grass?
He said grass.
Yeah, I know. I say grass all the time and I get teased for it in Melbourne.
Hello.
That's my Greensboro thing. That's Greensboro coming through.
Okay.
I've done like Charters Towers and Townsville and Cairns, and they've got like, you know, Logan and Darwin and Alice Springs, all these places coming up.
Well, say hello to our good friend Wendy Francis while you're up there.
I will. She's probably going to be at the show. I can't wait to meet her.
No, Valvo, comedian.
I'll see Wendy Francis in the audience holding a glove with jelly beans in it.
Good luck with the rest of the tour, mate.
Thanks for chatting. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Joy 94.9.
The Finlay and the Beck on Hide and Seek. And we've had a message from Robert all the way from WA.
Washington.
Washington. I thought Washington was DC.
No, Washington DC is the
That's the DC when they do that with the not. It's not Wisconsin. It's Washington.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Robert.
Oh,
James,
you want me to read
the message,
out?
Please.
Now,
Robert says,
and I think he needs some help from the listeners and us. I wonder if you know of any websites on the internet that combine male nudity and personality. There's plenty of nudity.
He wants us naked on Joy's website.
Yeah, such as World Naked Bike Ride, pictures on Flickr, setting preferences to adult, blah, blah, blah. But I wonder if there are any sites where people share ideas, politics, personal stories, and so forth, along with their nudity.
Politics?
Why not? Discuss
right.
politics in the nude.
Okay, yeah, right.
Not necessarily dating sites for people to meet in local areas. Some local areas are sparsely populated. I wonder if there are sites for folks who would like to share their writing and nudity with the world.
James, I came across something in preparation for this show. I came across quite a few things, actually, in preparation for this show. But there was something that I highlighted to you, and it was something that I found unique.
A very unique.
It was on YouTube, actually, but it was on that protected, you must be 18 years
old. Well, I'm always signed in anyway, so I see everything.
And it was a fashion parade.
Yeah, completely nude.
Totally nude male fashion parade.
Oh, was there a male one?
Yes.
I was watching the female
one. Oh, no.
I was watching it. Well, why are you telling me about this? I don't want to see this.
No, it was all male, but for white handbags.
Yeah.
They all had white handbags, totally naked, on a catwalk, doing the whole, you know, turn Zoolander thing.
I was watching the females.
No, you've got the wrong one. Mm-hmm. Now, Zac Efron is a wanker.
Oh, God, he could wank all day.
Let's have a listen to what Zac Efron has to say about masturbation.
Tonight, the topic is masturbation. The guest is Zac Efron, who seems to be a bit of a master of masturbation. Now, Zac, how many times today?
17.
17 times?
17 times until now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I jerk off once before the show, once after. That's 14 times a week. You just did that in a day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fit it all in? I mean, do you masturbate and drive?
I mean, absolutely. I drive a stick shift. My car is not a Matic.
That's a good line.
It is a good line.
Now, is that illegal? Working the machine and working the machine. Can we get some feedback from the viewers? Anyone? Masturbating and driving. Is that illegal? Should it be? Your thoughts, please.
I know there's a big campaign with texting and driving right now. Never text and drive, everybody, viewers at home. Don't text. Don't ever text and drive.
I mean, is that safe, Zac?
I'm to the point now where I can actually completely do it with no hands.
You can masturbate with no hands?
Yes, which is like a total legal gray area. Like, I can drive with my hands and masturbate with my knees. See, I can, like, show you. See, I'd be, like, my position in the car, you know, is up here, both hands.
Are you masturbating right now?
What? I can't understand what you're saying.
We're on television. You're masturbating in front of everybody right now.
What are you talking about? My hands are up here. My hands are up here.
I know, but you just told me that you can masturbate without your hands.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
Zac!
You're done with that.
How long does it take? Are you going to finish right now?
Shh.
Zac. If you're just joining us, Zac Efron is masturbating with no hands
and he's about to climax.
Shh. Shh.
God damn. Woohoo! Congratulations. That was incredible.
Thank you.
Wow. Now,
if are we back from commercial?
You're in a dark alley. You're naked.
Sure.
Hands are tied.
Oh, been there.
Could you ejaculate as a defenseman?
If it's a life or death scenario, yeah. I could. I have.
So you can shoot it out like Spider-Man's web shooting out of his wrist.
Just like Spider-Man's web out of his wrist. Yeah. That's what people do. They freak out. They lose it. And then I'm gone. Like the Efron man.
How does it start? Just lay out your day for me. What is the first jerk-off session of the day like?
It starts from, like, the simplest thing. Sometimes I wake up and I'll just, you know, catch, like, a glimpse of myself in the mirror.
I know what you mean.
Right? And then
I
you think,
what you mean.
Who is that guy?
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
Like, hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Do I know you?
Yeah.
I'd like to.
I do know you from somewhere.
You look kind of familiar.
That's what I would. That's what.
And I'm liking that.
Me too. In a weird way.
Yeah.
It's like we're connected somehow.
Wow. Where's my hand going? I'm just kind of.
And then it's there.
Yes.
Yes. And then it's there.
Keeps going.
You just can't. You can't take your eyes off him. It's like you're in it. You're in that moment.
Reaching out for him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Reaching out for him. He's reaching out for
and
you.
And is he real? It's just trapped. You don't know what's gonna happen.
You just got to finish.
Then you can brush your teeth. And then it's like, hey, Mom, ready for breakfast?
Yeah, then you're brushing your teeth. He's brushing his teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Zac Efron, final question. Do you think you have a problem?
Do I have a problem? The Middle East has problems. I have a solution.
Thank you so much, Zach. No problems here. Just proud to masturbate. And thank you for joining us on
Skylark tonight.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Dean Beck and James Finlay with you on Hide and Seek for just a little bit more wanking.
Just a little bit. Only 5 minutes of wanking, really.
Coming up very shortly, we'll have the boys from Chatterbox. But James, it's been a bit of a toss of a show, really.
How many more puns can we get in by the end?
But look, it is masturbation month in May, and next time you're having a little wank, perhaps you should just, I guess, take it on board that, you know, do one for the month.
That's right, and maybe do 30 days, September, April, June, November. Do 31 for the month.
And an extra one for your birthday.
Do one for my birthday?
My brother's birthday on Friday.
That's do one for him?
33.
Yep.
In fact, do as many as you can.
Do one for May Day?
May Day.
That's yes. A thing?
Yeah, that is
wank
something.
Wank for May Day.
I don't know whether... May Day's a war thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
We probably should research that.
I know that they have the May Day in European countries. It's like the 1st of May, everyone gets it off.
I'm sure it's a war thing.
Gets it off.
No, crack that's myself not the up. Reason they do it. But, yeah, look, whatever the reason, have a toss and do it for all the good reasons.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.